This goes to the Saginaw Veterans Administration. Fax is 989-321-4085. Regarding Stephen, Stephen Derby, Derby, date of birth July 21st, 1942. Dear sirs at Saginaw Veterans Administration, this is a consultation for Mr. Derby, who was sent for evaluation of worsening creatinine levels, currently at stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, and proteinuria. He was initially seen in consultation April 12th of 2022 for evaluation of microalbuminuria with preserved kidney function at that time. So over the last 3.5 years, his renal function has declined significantly. July 2nd of 24, creatinine was 1.7 with GFR of 40. 10/24/24, creatinine 1.6, GFR 43. 6/26/25, creatinine 1.6, GFR 43. He has had some labs done September 24th of 25 at the VA, and we are getting those results faxed to us later today. The patient currently denies specific symptoms associated with chronic kidney disease. He states that blood sugars are fairly well controlled, he believes. He was using a Freestyle Libre 3, but he states that it kept falling off, so he's not using that now. And he does use the Lancets and checks his fingers for blood sugar at least once a day. No recent hospitalizations or procedures since he was seen in 2022 in consultation. No chest pain or palpitations. He has dyspnea on exertion that is stable, none at rest. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. He does have sores on both feet and wounds, and he's wearing cast boots to walk. The right foot is almost healed, according to his daughter, who's present at the consultation. His diabetes has been well controlled, but she believes the last hemoglobin A1C was over 11. That was one done September 24th of this year. He does have decreased sensation in both feet and ankles bilaterally, secondary to longstanding diabetic neuropathy. He's had a long history of high blood pressure also and heart disease, as well as some circulation problems in his lower extremities. He believes that he's able to empty his bladder fully, no incontinence, no dribbling of urine, no difficulty starting his stream. But he does also have known dementia, and he's had that for several years. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, benign prostatic hypertrophy, hearing loss, coronary artery disease, gouty arthropathy, anemia, obstructive sleep apnea, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, a history of myocardial infarction, chronic low back pain, a remote history of kidney stones. He has left foot drop and dementia. Past surgical history, he's had several cardiac catheterizations with a total of 7 stents. He had a 3-vessel coronary artery bypass graft in 2016, repair of right-hand DUPUYTENS contracture, ventral hernia repair, lumbar spinal fusion, left knee arthroscopic surgery, and gallbladder removal. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker who quit smoking in 1987. He rarely consumes alcohol and denies illicit drugs use. He is divorced, and he's retired from the Army. Family history is significant for heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. He is allergic to Demerol and hydrocodone. Medications, Tylenol, 500 milligram twice a day for pain, aspirin 81 milligram daily, Lipitor 40 milligram daily, Zyrtec 10 milligram daily, Pericolase 1 tablet daily for constipation, Aricept 5 milligram daily, ferrous gluconate 324 milligram every other day, gabapentin 100 milligram, one in the morning, one at noon, and three capsules at bedtime, glucose tablets 4 grams as needed for hypoglycemic symptoms, Novalin 70-30 insulin, 30 units every morning and 30 units every evening. Magnesium oxide is 1 tablet twice a day. Metoprolol, 25 milligram, 1/2 tablet twice a day. Miralax, 17 gram daily as needed for constipation. Potassium chloride, 20 mil equivalent every day for low potassium levels. Physical exam, weight or height, 71 inches, weight 229 pounds, pulse 54, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 150/66. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula, difficult to visualize due to prominent tongue. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, and no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Decreased sensation from ankles halfway up to knees bilaterally. He does have bilateral cast boots on his feet, dressings on both feet also. In labs and diagnostic studies, the most recent labs we have were the 626/25. Creatinine was the 1.6. Potassium, 4.4. Sodium is 134. Carbon dioxide, 24. Creatinine 1.6, glucose was 318, albumin 3.9, liver enzymes were normal, hemoglobin is 12.4, normal white count and normal platelet levels 189,000, urinalysis 10 plus protein negative for blood, and we have a kidney ultrasound, kidney and bladder ultrasound. That was done July 15th, 2025. Right kidney is normal size and shape. There was a central echogenic complex that has a normal appearance without hydronephrosis that possibly a cyst. The left kidney is normal in size and shape without cysts, without hydronephrosis, no stones. And the bladder was emptied prior to the exam, but reportedly normal. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, secondary to longstanding diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Also coronary or peripheral vascular disease may be a culprit. So we are scheduling a renal artery Doppler scan. We are going to get the most recent lab studies that were done 9/24/25. He may not require daily potassium use, but we'll see once we've seen the labs, we'll make that determination. So we want him to also repeat some labs now with immunofixation levels, parathyroid hormone, free light chains, and renal function and CBC with differential, then every 3 months thereafter. And he will have a recheck visit with this office in the next 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.